Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well. Just like a brook that runs so deep, I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism, and I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. As the song says, we're letting go of toxicity. That is the way to Enlightenism. We'll begin our broadcast, as we do with all of our broadcasts, with a prayerful meditation. And the prayerful meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle, the hurry, the worry, the confusion, the fragmentation that the moments bring in our life. We live moment to moment, not day to day or year to year. But each moment brings about something different in the total of a day, in the total of a month, in the total of a year, in the total of a lifetime. And so this broadcast is designed to put us back on the road where we are feeling the wholeness that we're born with. We are born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless. And we have everything that we will ever need for the journey. So as you take that beingness into this prayerful meditation, understand your awareness of being in this prayerful meditation and what it contributes to your life. So I ask now all of you that can, that are not driving on the freeways, to find a comfortable place where you feel relaxed and close your eyes very softly, not tight, but just very soft. And then begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming and deliberate manner so that you are feeling the breath not as hurried but as relaxing and bringing the intent of this prayerful meditation, this path of enlightenism into your beingness. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values. And it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it slowly, very slowly, as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google. By typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Also, go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. The Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. The intent of the Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. Through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak,
I want to share some short insights with you. And the short insight is always about the invitation to work from the inside out. All too often we don't understand that we are working from the outside in. And a number of conversations that I've had this week have been about understanding that sometimes when we're talking to friends, relatives, and whoever, that they're living their life from the outside in. And so often they are taking in the do's and don'ts from generational toxicity and the social construct to how to do something for their life. What I know is that we are here to share and understand the goodness of life and bring joy and comfort and understanding and value to our living. And come from the whole place that Brother Malcolm and I speak of, that we're born whole, perfect, and complete. What I am going to share with you today is that for so many years of my life, I didn't know what wholeness meant. And so often, when someone is speaking to me, I understand that it takes self-discovery to understand maybe that you don't understand what wholeness is. And what I mean by wholeness is that when I'm fragmented with anger, confusion, and what I've been taught by others, when I am pulling from the field of toxicity, I become confused. I understand that for so long, and not just my life, but in just about everyone's life, that we have been told what to do and been given definitions for living. And when those definitions are not comfortable, we continue to manage them. We manage the pain that we live in. And as I said, for so many years, I didn't know what wholeness meant. I did not know how to express it in my beingness. I intellectually could understand wholeness, but it was not a part of my ingredients. It was not a part of my values. I simply knew of it. I didn't know it. With enlightenism, through self-discovery, you begin to know it and not just know of it. And you understand when you have stepped outside toxicity and you understand what you have to do. I participated in many experiences that I didn't understand what I was bringing to the experience. I brought with me ideas and information from the field of the social construct and generational toxicity. And some of those examples of the experiences that I'm referring to, where I brought the toxicity and the misunderstanding, my marriage, the rearing of my children, interviews, job interviews, politics, race, family relationships, religion, and the list goes on. When we are living from the notion of others, whatever experience we have in our life, whatever that experience is, we bring something to the table We bring the beingness of who we are to the table. If you're a little angry, a little confused, a little defensive, that's what you're bringing to the table. I've mentioned many times on this broadcast, something as simple as going to the supermarket. What do you bring with you? The idea of buying something that is healthy for you to eat, or how the prices have gone up and changed and what you can't afford. What do you bring to something as simple as shopping at the supermarket? What do you bring to the table as simple as dropping your children off to school or getting a call from someone that maybe you don't really want to talk to? What do you bring to the table? What values? What have you discovered about yourself that you are bringing to the table? What I didn't know is I didn't know what I was bringing to the table. I had gotten all of the rules, regulation, do's and don'ts from the field of the social construct and generational toxicity. So that's all I had, and that's what I brought to the table. What I know about enlightenism, it's a new way to think and live. The insights that Brother Malcolm and I share with you, that you are whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless. And whenever we are divided in that conflict of our thinking, then we bring that confusion to the table. What do we bring to the table? Ask yourself in this day, not how you're doing, but how you're being. How are you being? Who are you being? It's enough to open your eyes. How you being? That's who you are. That's your awareness of being. When we talk about awareness of being, that's what we're talking about. How you're being. Not how you want to be or how somebody else thinks you're being, but how are you being? Who are you being? What are you bringing to the table in that beingness? Because that beingness is who you are. And enlightenism says that you are whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless. You have everything that you will ever need for the journey. But we think we need other things. We think we need other information. We think we need more of this. We think we need the approval of others. When we go into an interview, whatever that interview is, we are thinking about what the other person wants. We don't even know why we're there. When you go to the supermarket, ask yourself, why are you there? You got up, you came in there. Ask yourself when you drop your children off to school why you're there. How do you leave them? What do you leave them with? That's your beingness. If you're in a hurry, that's your beingness. If you're frustrated, if you're ill-tempered, that's your beingness. What I know that on the path to enlightenism, you change your awareness of being. When I say in the mindful meditation, my life and activity respond from this beingness, your life and activity respond from some beingness. And only you can define what that is. On the road to self-discovery, we not only find out what it is, but we find out what we can do about it to change it. Enlightenism is that road. Enlightenism is that path. when you wake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. That is your beingness. And when you step outside of it, you understand what you need to do to move back to that path. I can say this in this day. I am always on the path. And if I teeter, I know how to get back on the path. I don't need to call up my friends and tell them I'm off the path. I don't need to call anyone up and tell them how bad my day was and how I got off the path. All I need to know is the path. And with enlightenism, you know the path. Brother Malcolm and I invite you to overcome your dependency on others, to define God for you, to define your life for you. We invite you to understand that the greater power of God is within you. Living in the beingness of enlightenism, you come to know from within. We don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to our broadcasts, live or on playback, on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our book, Enlightenism, The New African-American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Light. And with that, I give you the Enlightenism prophet, speaker, author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for a wonderful presentation today to get us started, particularly as you focus on who are you aware of being? What do you bring to the table? What kind of beliefs and values are you aware of being? And that's who you are in any given moment.
That's right. And in any given moment. And event.
That's right. You either show up with power and clarity, or you either show up
or you
depending
just show
on someone
up.
Else to tell you what to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way it is.
It is. You show up as you on the enlightenism path, or you show up on the generational toxicity or the social construct path. That's how you show up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for getting started today with those wonderful thought-provoking insights on enlightenism.
You're so welcome.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm coming to you. Part two of our broadcast on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Enlightenism, a spiritual freedom broadcast. It's an online spiritual freedom broadcast that we do in a different way. It's not so much about worshiping as understanding the greater power is in you. The greater power of God is in the present, not in the past. And working to discover this great power by letting go of your dependency on others' interpretations about the power. Discover the power for you. It's in the present. We don't need to depend on the past to connect to God in the present. And when we recognize that God is in the present, then we understand, where do we find God? Find God within you. By cleansing the mind of others' beliefs. When you cleanse the mind of others' beliefs, you're cleansing the minds of what others have taught you in the past. And you're acquiring the power and clarity from the consciousness of truth, the divine power in you, so that you discover for yourself that God is not a single individual, a being, sitting on a mythical throne with everyone around this persona, this being, worshiping the being. Power does not require us to worship. It requires us to understand and become one with the power. And when we become one with the power, we become equal to the power. And if all of us transform in our lives to become one with the consciousness of truth within, then we elevate ourselves to a greater awareness of being so that you have the power and clarity to overcome what others have told you about yourself and this great power. But we cannot do this with a dirty mind. I hate to use the word dirty, but a cluttered mind. That sounds better. A cluttered mind, a spiritually cluttered mind, a spiritual cluttered mind about who you are and who God is and how God functions in our lives. Not what you heard about some person, some philosopher like Anselm or someone, or talking about God. We're not talking about that type of interpretation. We're talking about self-discovery. So that you get in discovery, you can understand the greater power within you. And the greater power within you is the unconditioned consciousness expressing itself as the consciousness of truth. It's the truth about who you are without the labels, with who you are without depending on the past. And how you can work from cleaning the mind inside, expressing the power and clarity from a cleansed mind. And that's a powerful mind. So my latest blog is letting go of our dependency on the past. I haven't written another blog because this blog is so powerful. Thousands of people have read this blog. And I wanted to leave it up a little longer so that all of you can benefit from the information. The power of creation begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's beliefs to free us of their illusions. Consciousness of truth is the greater power within. It's free of toxic illusions. Illusions distort and disable our power to imagine ourselves free of them. They prevent us from searching within for the consciousness of truth. So the search is within. The search is within, folks. When you're searching within, you're getting to the point where we can understand the immutable truth that the consciousness within is the greater power. We can let go of our dependency on others. And when we let go of our dependency on others, we open a portal in our minds to see the light shining brightly in the consciousness of truth. This light is the source of self-acquired intuitive knowledge, which is where you get the power and clarity to overcome the illusions in your life. And these illusions are coming from your dependency on the past. And when you notice the great people that you may have heard about. So let's talk about Jesus the Christ. And today, for the Christians, today is a day of celebrating the resurrection of Christ. Now, there's a lot of debate by theologians and Christians as to what this day means. But biblically, they believe that this is the day that Christ overcame death, that he was nailed to the cross, killed, put in a tomb, sealed up. On the third day, he rose and ascended into heaven. Now, that's their beliefs. That's the Christian belief. And because he rose from the dead and went to heaven, then all of our sins are forgiven. And all of the dysfunctional behavior is forgiven because one man died for all of us. And this one man sacrificed himself so that God would be forgiving of all of us. Now, this is in the past. And the people that wrote about it didn't know Jesus personally. They heard about it, talked about it, or whatever. But the people that wrote the synoptic gospels of the Bible, of the scripture, which begins the New Testament, chronicling Jesus' life, didn't know anything about Jesus in terms of his development and how he lived. But one thing, when you do read about the scriptures about Jesus, he was always in the present moment. Talked about the present. He talked about a power in him that was greater than he was, that he was aware of being as the man Jesus. And that this power in him that he connected with, became one with, and acknowledged the power in him was greater than he was. And the he that he was aware of being was Jesus Christ, human, the human form, the one with all of the human frailties and limitations. Now, the benefit for the benefit of all of you, this is not to say that you change your beliefs and values. This is about entering into self-discovery in the present moment. And to say to yourself and to ask yourself, who are you aware of being, and are you willing to carry on the principles and beliefs that you heard about that Jesus was doing? And if so, then you're going to have to give up all of the things that you don't want to give up. See, you don't want to give up your political positions. You don't want to give up your social positions or your religious positions. But they all must dissolve themselves into the nothingness from which they came. In other words, you cannot hold an exalted position and do the work that you heard about Jesus doing. You cannot do this. So no matter how people want to talk about it and how people want to celebrate this birthday, this is not the birthday nor the resurrection of Jesus. It's a mythical day that human beings made up. It's like Christmas. It's like Thanksgiving. And Easter shifts all the time. It's not a consistent date. It moves all the time. Sometime in April, sometimes in March. But spring is the beginning of life. So I understand the symbolism and the connection. What I am sharing with you today is discover God for yourself. And then you're in a position to talk naturally about the power you have discovered. But you cannot discover God, table of your inquiry and your search for God, depending on what someone has told you about God in the past. You must discover the power. You must live with the power. You must let go of all of the things that you cherish in toxicity, in the illusions. You must let them go in terms of your dependency on them to give you the status and the privilege and the education that you seek. You cannot do it. No matter how people come up with all this prosperity theology of trying to mix capitalism and spirituality, it does not work. And the reason it doesn't work is you cannot have two masters. In pure spirituality from consciousness of truth, there is a different interpretation of prosperity. Prosperity comes from power and clarity. That's prosperity in the consciousness of truth. You speak a new language, the language that is understood by the consciousness of truth. This language must be developed from the self-acquired knowledge that you require from entering into self-discovery. And then you can communicate and understand the consciousness of truth. The consciousness of truth, the God in you, the greater power in you, you have to know how to communicate with the power. You cannot communicate with the power as a victim. The victim in you must die in order for you to enter into self-discovery and discover how to communicate with the consciousness of truth. You cannot bring all of those illusions with you. It is where you are today. It is about you. This is not about Jesus. This is about you. How you live it. It's not about somebody dying for you. It's about you living and you are you in the moment with the greater power in you. And during your lifespan on this planet, you dwell in that consciousness and you fulfill the insights and the mission of the consciousness of truth. And then you can understand it. So you can then understand that what you seek is in you. And you cannot find it in man-made information. You cannot find this outside of you. You cannot understand and find the greater power of God outside because it's inside of you. And people are trying to use giant telescopes and mathematical formulas, all kinds of things to try to find where God is. And you cannot do it because God is not there. It's in you. As the man said, and I agree, it's the Father in me that's doing work. And when you work in self-discovery, you will clearly understand the statement. Until you enter into self-discovery and communicate with the power of yourself, you don't know what the person is talking about. There's a disconnect between illusory belief and enlightenism beliefs and beliefs from the consciousness of truth. There's a major disconnect in terms of effective communication. So when you pray, who's praying? Is it the conscious truth that's praying, or is it the victim that has been conditioned to have another God that lives in the past? Is that the one that's praying? Yes. And what are you praying for? Something in toxicity, something in illusion, something that has been denied you, something that you want, something that you desire. You want it. All of the money in the world cannot give you the peace and clarity and the power and clarity that you can give yourself. But when you deny yourself of the peace and the power and clarity that you were born with, then you must enter into the pain and suffering of others, and your life will become a mirror image of all of those that lived before you. And you will believe that because someone claims to be a messenger, disciple, or whatever, and like King James, to modify the scripture so that you would believe in a king. That's all he knew. And he believed kings possess great power. Or you're going to be like Plato or someone trying to create a society or republic, as you want to call it. And at the head would be philosophers like Plato. And the other people would be subservient. And that's the model you have been taught. That's the model we have been taught. Well, there's a new model. The consciousness of truth is in the world. And there's a new model that's removing all the things that's concealing the greater power from you so that you are able to discover this power for yourself and you're able to transform your life with this power and understand the power is greater than everything that you have been taught and greater than all of the illusions. So then you can clearly understand that the spirit in Jesus, the consciousness in Jesus, the consciousness of truth never died. The form did. The form died, but not the consciousness. The consciousness is internal. It goes to a place unknown to those in toxicity, those in the illusion. You can only know where it goes when you let go of the things that are preventing you from connecting to this power. And you don't need to depend on others in the past to tell you because they don't know the meaning of what consciousness of truth was expressing in Jesus. They're guessing. You have to know this called direct knowledge. So you will know what it means when someone says people don't marry and divorce in the kingdom of heaven, was the word that was used because of the language at the time. But I'm talking about consciousness of truth. There are no beings marrying. The concept of family that is man-made no longer exists. And these are things that the man didn't want to tell you because you weren't ready for it. Now the world is. Thousands of years later, the world is now willing to listen to the consciousness of truth. In listening to the consciousness of truth, you're listening to yourself. Because no matter what you hear from the consciousness of truth, you will not be able to understand it and interpret it and digest it with a toxic mind, with an illusory dependent mind on others, with your dependency on the scientific achievements of human beings. You will not be able to understand the language. And that's something very important for yourself on the journey. This is not about somebody else in the past. It's about your pain in the present and how you're relying on things in the past to live in the present moment, to heal your pain. I encourage all of you today to take a time out for yourself, spend a little time just sitting in your mind, the silence of your mind, and see what comes up. See what it is, and just say to yourself, I want to know something other than what others have taught me. I want to know something other than what other people have told me to depend on. And then I tell you, a portal will open up so that you can see how to get the answer to the question by entering into self-discovery. And it takes time for you to clean out all of the clutter in your mind. Thank you so much for tuning in. Trust all of you will have a great day. Bring Sister Carolyn back in to close our broadcast for today. She and I will be back on the radio with another broadcast on Enlightenism at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Have a great day. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself. Where?